Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy and bless his righteous name. Amen. We want to say good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning to our listening audience. And we greet you in the mighty name of Jesus. Welcome to the Life for Jesus Kingdom Ministries, mentoring kingdom leadership with Jesus Christ as Lord for our early morning service, fellowship service. Amen. As we come to feast at the Lord's table. Amen. As the Holy Spirit serves us the breakfast for champions. Hallelujah and hallelujah. I'm your host and I am your kingdom coach on this morning, Dr. Alfreda, amen, out of Philadelphia, and the pastor of the Life for Jesus Kingdom Ministries. So we bless the Lord for another day that he has made, TGIF. Today God is first, and we come seeking first his kingdom and all of his righteousness. Please enjoy the services on today to the extent that you come back tomorrow and the next day, Lord's willing. Amen. We are here 7 days a week. Amen. Declaring the Lordship of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. All of our services are archived at blogtalkradio.com/kingdomleadership. Please visit our website at lifewordjesus.org. Amen. And find out more about our ministry and all the things that we are doing. And there is more to come if the Lord tarry. Amen. The Lord tarry. We have, amen, much more to come. There's much more work to do. Amen. Because as we will find out, amen, as we are continuing in our series on today, amen, that the Lord is coming back soon, amen, and he has given us all the signs, amen, to confirm us, to confirm his coming. God loves us so much, amen, that he laid everything out for us. He laid it all out, amen. Jesus is coming back for the body of Christ, and he has given us signals, and he has given us signs, amen, to know that his coming is soon. Glory be to God. Be why? Because he wants us to be ready when he comes. Not to be getting ready, but he wants us to be found ready. Amen. And this is the will of the Lord for our lives. So, Father God, we say thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our redeemer. Amen and amen. Okay, so 2 Timothy, amen, chapter number 3. 2 Timothy chapter number 3. I'm going to read it out of a different version today. Amen. 2 Timothy chapter 3. But know this, that in the last days, perilous times will come, for men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power. From such people turn away. For of this sort are those who creep into households and make captives gullible women,
loaded down with sins, led away by various lusts, always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now, as Jannes and Jambres resisted Moses, so do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds, disapproved concerning the faith, but they will progress no further, for their folly will be manifest to all, as theirs also was. Amen. Wow, wow, wow. What a powerful scripture, beloved. Amen. And we blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. We're still in our series. Amen. It won't be long now. Amen. It's the name of our series. But today we want to entitle our teaching, The Accuracy of God's Word. The accuracy of God's word. Amen. And we want to focus today, amen, on verse number 2. For men shall be boasters, men shall be proud, men shall be blasphemers, and men shall be disobedient to parents. And this is God's word. So, beloved, so, amen, we've already had a chance to meditate and dissect, amen, verse number 1, amen, indicating that we will know that we have entered into the last days when we see the signs, amen, and the signs will be perilous. There will be perilous times will come. To the Holy Spirit has already informed us, glory be to God, that we broke down that word perilous for you, amen, vicious, fierce, unruly, uncontrollable, unpredictable, dangerous, glory be to God. In the last days, these are going to come. Amen. Yesterday, and we saw, amen, how men will be lovers of them own selves. Oh, my God. Me, 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 me. You know, glory be to God. Everything is about me, you know, not helping anyone else, not desiring to help anyone else. Glory be to God. This is my money. This is my stuff. You know what I mean? I'm going to do what I'm going to do. You know, even regardless when the Holy Spirit is leading you to help somebody, you know, but you put yourself first. Glory be to God. Lovers of them, their own selves. Glory be to God. What? Signs of the times. Signs of the times. Glory be to God. Men shall be covetous. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. And do we see that going on? Do we see that going on, beloved? Amen and amen. So now he goes on, amen, to let us know, glory be to God, hallelujah, how we can be assured, how we can be confident, beloved, that it's time to pack our grip. It's time to pack our grip. Glory be to God. If you're going on vacation, amen, you're going to lay out, amen, you're going to pull out a suitcase, a carrying bag or something, and you're going to pack your grip, amen, and be ready to go, amen, glory be to God. Now, amen, ain't but so much we taking from heaven. Let me tell you something, on this journey that we are about to take, amen, our luggage has to be in our hearts. Amen. Our luggage has to be in our heart because there's no physical items are going with us. Oh, no, 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 no. Oh, no. Your money, some of your furniture, your cars, all that other stuff, your businesses, none of that is going with us. Whatever we take with us on this trip has has to already be in our hearts. Amen. Not something that's coming into your heart. It has to already be in your heart. This is why we say we want to be found ready and not getting ready, because we're not only going to have but a moment, the twinkling of an eye. And twinkle your eye right now. Right now, we blink without thinking about it. Thank God for, amen, for the Lord. Thank God for how we are wonderfully and fearfully made. We breathe without thinking about it. Our heart beats without our participation. We blink our eyes without thinking about it. But I want you to stop for 1 second right now. Count to one and see how many times you can blink. I just counted to one. And I blinked about 4 or 5 times. Okay? Well, Jesus is coming back in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. Baby, you ain't going to have time to do not a thing. It's going to have to already be in your heart. So this is why he wants us to be packed and ready to go. Amen. Glory be to God. But he's giving us the signs to let us know. Don't listen. Don't listen to the soothsayer. Don't listen to those doubters. They can say what they want to say, and they can do what they want to do. But as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. As for me and my house, we're going to be ready when Jesus comes. Amen. Which means that we're going to stay, amen, under, amen, our beloved, confessing our sins, amen, and under submission to the word of the Lord, to the will of the Lord at all times. Amen and amen. So, beloved, amen, hallelujah. Paul, amen, gave us all the signposts to let us know when we have entered the very last of the last days. If we see all of these signs simultaneously occurring in society on a widespread basis, beloved, the Holy Spirit wants us to know that we have crossed an invisible prophetic line and have now entered into the very last of the last days. So under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, Paul wrote that society at the end of the age will be filled with people who are boasters, people who are proud, and people who are disobedient to parents. Oh, Lord, have mercy, Jesus. Jesus, have mercy. Boy, I tell you, we have to disobedient to parents cause us to look again to make sure that he ain't already come. Look again, say, Jesus, see, did you already come? See? But we know he didn't already come because we here. But when we look at that disobedient to parents one, oh, my God. Now, we know children normally go through, you know, some growing up pains, and we all have been through that, the struggles, amen, of maturing into adolescence, and sometimes it gets you acting a little cocky, you know, with your parents. But what we see today, Father God, help us. So Paul says this, beloved. He says, for men shall be boasters. Let us park right there for just a couple seconds. Boasters, boasters, boasters. Amen. Hallelujah. The Greek word for boasters, glory be to God, is a word that is used only in the New Testament two times. Two times. That word boasters is used here in this particular scripture, and it's also used, we can find it in Romans chapter 1, verse 30. Amen. Romans 1:30. Amen. Let me go there. Write that down this morning. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And let's just go there real quick. Amen. Romans, amen, chapter 1, verse 30. Amen. Hallelujah. All right, and this is how it reads. It says here, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents. Okay, so we see it listed again in the book of Romans. It expresses the idea of someone who is a braggart, someone who is a boaster. However, beloved, this person is not just a braggart. He is a liar. For this Greek word that Paul uses, beloved, actually represents a person so committed to his own self-promotion and agenda that he is willing to exaggerate. He is willing to overstate the facts. He is willing to stretch the truth. He is willing to embellish a story and even lie if it will get him a new position or if his goals can be fulfilled and his desires fulfilled. Today, beloved, we call this situational ethics, where we are adjusting our morals, our beliefs, and convictions to fit any situation. In essence, it is doing and saying whatever you must in order to further your agenda, even if it clashes with your conscience or your convictions. Oh, yeah, boasters, boasters, boasters. Unfortunately, this philosophy is so precisely what is being taught in our public schools across the world today. Moral absolutes have been replaced by floating ethics and the rights and wrongs concretely stated by the Bible are now deemed obsolete. The truth of the gospel is actively supplanted by the immoral minority who want to remove the Bible from our courthouse, who want to remove the Bible from our schoolhouses and every place of government, and to turn each nation into a secular society, free from the rule of scripture and the mention of God. Ask your own children or grandchildren, beloved, about the situational ethics being promoted in school. Oh, I talked to mine, and I was appalled. I was appalled. The only other place this word, beloved, is used in the New Testament, as I just shared with you, is the book of Romans, chapter 1, verse 30, where Paul described a world that lives apart from God. And according to this scripture, actually, we can start in verse number 29. When you read that, write Romans, chapter 1, verse 29 through 31. Paul is saying here that a godless society is filled with all unrighteousness. They're filled with fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness. They're full of envy, full of murder, full of debate, full of deceit. They are whisperers, malignity, backbiters, haters of God. Now, how you going to hate God? Despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, unmerciful. And so, beloved, when we look at the scripture and in your Bible where Paul says, amen, for men shall be boasters, glory be to God, I want you to notice, amen, that that word, amen, is italicized, glory be to God, in the middle of the text. It is exactly the same word used in our scripture for this morning. But here we see the word boasters, beloved. Glory be to God. The Greek word for boasters, positioned in the middle of the godless deeds of a world that has thrown moral absolutes to the wind. It is truly amazing that this anti-God culture will carry out all of these unrighteous deeds with a haughty spirit, with a bold spirit, with a proud spirit, with a we know better than you attitude. Actually, what they're saying is we know better than God. That's why Paul, beloved, next mentioned the word proud. Right after that, glory be to God. Men will be boasters. Then he says men will be proud. And this word proud in the Greek, beloved, is a compound word. Amen. And when you put the two compound words together, it means above, hallelujah, or depicts something that is superior. Glory be to God, to be manifested. Glory be to God. So the two words together, glory be to God, depicts a person who sees himself as above the rest of the crowd. I'm better than you. Ah, I'm better than you. Oh, really? Oh, really? This person here, beloved, represents an arrogant, haughty, snooty, high and mighty attitude that thinks it is intellectually advantaged and therefore has the right to set the agenda for everyone else. What an accurate description of those who would like to remove God from our lives and force their liberal agenda on the rest of us. According to Paul's prophetic words, beloved, in our scripture on this morning, this will be a mark of society at the end of the church age. Paul elaborated by telling us that these high-minded, immoral, agenda setters will also be blasphemers. Men will be boasters. They will be proud. They will be blasphemers. Blasphemers in the Greek, beloved, refers to blaspheming God. But most often means to speak discourteously. Slanderously and reproachfully, or to rail against by bringing abusive, debasing, degrading accusations against those with whom one does not agree. Do we see that every day? Do we see that every day? You going to throw your hot coffee on me because you don't agree that I was moving fast enough? Paul uses this word blasphemy, beloved. Glory be to God. Again, in 2 Peter 2 and 11. 2 Peter 2 and 11. Write that scripture down this morning, 2 Peter 2 and 11. And Paul uses this word again to describe people who are disrespectful of the things of God. People in this category see themselves as superior to those whom they deem to be resistant to change and those stuck in a primitive mode of thinking. I'm superior to you. That is, beloved, moral absolutes that uphold righteous conduct. These people disdain, they mock, they slander, and they speak ill of them. Because you want to hold on to the word. You want to believe the white man's Bible. You want to believe that white, blue-eyed Jesus. You want to hold on to that old-fashioned stuff, you holy roller, believing that. Glory be to God. You gonna believe that somebody was brought up out of a lion's den, man? You gonna believe that somebody was in the whale, of the belly of the whale for three? Man, you gonna believe that, man? Man, you gonna believe, amen, that the Red Sea opened up? Man, you gonna believe that Jesus was raised from the dead? Man, come on, what's wrong with you? See? And now they want to, you know, they're better than you because of what you believe. This is precisely what the Spirit is forecasting about the end of the age, as Paul laid out the telltale signposts that declare the last of the last days is upon us, beloved. But wait. There's still more. In the midst of these last day society, beloved, where situational ethics reign and Bible absolutes are thrown to the wind, Paul prophesied that it would produce an epidemic emergence of disobedience to parents. The word disobedient in the Greek, beloved, is the root word which means to persuade. However, with the Greek prefix attached to it, glory be to God, this word takes the opposite meaning. It carries the idea of being unpersuadable or uncontrollable and thereby unleadable. Not able to lead. Thus, beloved, when Paul uses this word disobedient to parents in the Greek, glory be to God, it carries the idea of children that parents can no longer persuade. Parents can no longer control. Parents can no longer lead. Parents can no longer exercise authority over. In other words, a day is coming when children will no longer be required to submit or to follow the orders and leadership of their dad and their moms. This problem is already widespread in the world today, beloved. Children speak disrespectfully to their parents. They don't want their rights violated by parents telling them what to do. And the court system has stood by the right of a child to sue his or her parents. Parents are so bound by the laws of the new moral agenda that they are fearful to discipline their own children, lest they be arrested for child abuse. Although some children have certainly been protected by such laws, the fact is that these laws have put the child in a superior position in the eyes of the legal system and has weakened the leadership of the parents to teach, to discipline, and lead their own kids. Just as Brother Paul prophesied, beloved, the day has come when parents are under pressure to surrender their parental authority to rule their own children. Oh, yeah, here it is. So let's put all this together in the Greek. So now that we broke that down for you, now let's put all that this together in the Greek Bible. Now let's read this verse again. And the way that it was intendedly, it was originally intended. These boasters are so committed to their own self-promotion and agenda that they are willing to exaggerate, overstate the facts, stretch the truth, embellish a story, and even lie if it will get them the position, advantage, or goal they desire. They are arrogant, haughty, and snooty. They disdain, they mock, they slander, and they speak ill of anyone that stands in the way of their plans. And in this environment, parents will no longer be able to control, to lead, or to exercise authority over their children. Now, I think that sounds like 2021 to me. I think that sounds like 2021 to me. What you think? Beloved, all of these signposts that the last of the last days are upon us. The Lord couldn't help us out no more. The Lord said, look, I can't tell you the day that I'm coming. I can't tell you the day I'm coming. But I'm going to give you all the signs. I'm going to give you all the signs. Now it's going to be perilous. It's going to be bad. Now, when I come back, it ain't going to be good. It's going to be a bad time. It's going to be a bad time. Okay? Folks going to be vicious. They're going to be violent. Glory be to God. He said, I'm going to give you all the signs. So you can know now that you got to be packed and ready to go. Because when I come, I'm coming quick. He said, you got to know that when I come back. Now, here's this is how much God loves us. He said, now, the men are going to be lovers of their own selves. Now, pay attention. He told the church, wake up out of your stupor. Now, watch and pray. Okay? Men are going to be lovers of their own selves. Okay? They're going to be covetous. Glory be to God. He said, but keep on paying attention now because they're going to be boasters. They're going to be proud. They're going to be blasphemers, and they're going to be disobedient to parents, and we ain't even finished. You wait till we come back next week. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Lord's willing. Amen. And break it down. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. I'm just going to read it. I'm going to read it out. We ain't going to touch it today, but wait a minute. That's how much God loves us. Not only are they going to be disobedient to parents, he said they're going to be unthankful and unholy. Ooh, wait till we touch that next week. Wait till we touch the unthankful and the unholy part, Lord's willing. Huh? Unloving. Oh, Lord, hush your mouth. Unforgiving. Ooh, slanderous. Without self-control. Brutal. Despisers of good. Traitors. Oh, my God, Jesus. Headstrong. Haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power. He said, from such turn away. Oh, my God, Jesus. Now, that's coming up next week if the Lord tarry. He said, don't even associate with them. They don't call me no more. I was trying to reach them. I wanted to. They ain't even talking to me. They get new on. No, they ain't getting new on you. They just getting spiritual. Huh? But they praying for you. They praying because that's our obligation. We can't do it. I just want us to go. No COVID or no COVID. No, 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 no. How can two walk together unless they be agreed? Evil communications could corrupt good morals. Beloved, amen, glory be to God. The circle that you are in, you can determine what a person is about by looking at their first, their closest three associates. You ain't got to know nothing about that person. You don't even know the person. But look at their closest three associates, and you'll be able to know what all that, what that person is about because of the circle that they're in. Oh, glory be to the living God. Hallelujah. So, beloved, amen, hallelujah, as the Holy Spirit has broken all this down for us, let me ask you a question. Does any of this sounds familiar to you? Just because this is what will happen in the world in the last days, beloved, doesn't mean it must happen to you. So keep that in mind. These are events that will occur in the lost world, not in the church of the living God. We are in the world, but we are not of this lost world. And we can read that in St. John chapter 17, verse 14 through 16. We are in the world, but we are not of the world. And since the Holy Spirit warned us of these things in advance, thank you, God, for loving us that much, we must take heed to his prophetic word, and we must take action to protect families and homes while we march forward with speed, divine speed, to preach and teach the gospel to people who are lost without Christ. This is why we're here, saints. Well, Pastor, well, I don't know why we going to pray. Why pray if these things going to happen? If God ain't going to change his mind, no, God can't change his mind because God can't change his word. So you said if I'm praying and asking God to stop the perilous times, God ain't going to do it? No. You mean I'm doing all this praying and asking God and praying about all this bloodshed and praying about all the dilemmas in the world? You telling me it ain't going to get better? No. Matter of fact, it's going to get worse. It's the beginning of sorrows. Well, why pray? Well, why pray? Glory be right. So you can be changed. So you can get stronger. So you can get rid of that fear. So you can get some holy boldness. Why? Because God has need of you. God has need of you to protect families. God has need of you to protect homes, beloved. As we march forward with speed to preach the gospel, God needs you to let the world know that Jesus is Lord. God needs you to go forth into a dark world and let the world know that Jesus is the answer and Jesus is coming back and his word is true. That's why God needs you, and that's why we got to pray. Pray that we will be effective in our witnessing. Pray that our lights will shine. Pray that we will live what we preach, live what we teach. Pray that we will go forward. Glory be to God. Pray that souls will be converted. That's why we're send off abound, grace off much more abound. Glory be to God. We're not going to lay back and say, well, I'm just going to let it happen. Whatever happened, let it be. Whatever will be. No. No. Whatever God said will be. And whatever you say will be. Beloved, let me say this as I close on today. This can be our greatest hour. if we will keep ourselves pure in the love of God. The greatest hour for the body of Christ. Beloved, live separate. I encourage you to live separate from the lost standards of the world. I was talking with somebody the other day, and they were saying something, glory be to God, and I said, well, you know what? The world can do what they want to do, but I'm not interested. I am not interested. They were talking about the parties, and they were talking about the sexual immorality. And I said, you know what? And there's pleasure in sin, amen, and they can do what they want to do, whatever turns them on. Whatever turns them on, they can do what they want to do. But this is what I told the person, and they agreed with me that they did the same thing. I said, I already sent hell my memo, my email. I already sent hell my certified letter that I ain't coming. Now, you can give my seat to somebody else, and I'm going to pray that they don't take the seat either. I ain't coming. By the grace and the mercies of God, I ain't coming. I don't care how tall it is, big it is, thick it is, how sweet it smells, how much it is, glory be to God, how green it is, glory be to God, hallelujah, how many acres you got, glory be to God, how many lights you got, how many seats you got, tell hell I ain't coming. What does it profit a man to gain the whole wide world and lose his soul? Or what shall a man give us in exchange of his soul? Tell hell I ain't coming. Beloved, I encourage you to do the same thing today. If I tell hell I ain't coming, I might be tempted. You're going to be tempted. No, and you're going to be tempted anyhow. No sin, glory be to God, and to be tempted. If that's the case, Jesus sinned in the wilderness. The sin only comes when you yield. And if you're yielding to sin, see, that means there's something in you that Satan is drawing. So when you find yourself yielding to sin, this is a soft spot in you that you need to be, got to go to prayer and ask God to deliver you from this weak area where you keep giving Satan access to you. Beloved, that's all you have to do, and God will help you. God will help you. Let me tell you something. God is waiting to help you. God will help you. Not only that, let me put it this way. God wants to help you, but God can only help you if you want his help. Matter of fact, when you come to God, God was saying, baby, I was just waiting for you to call. Like when the prodigal son got up out of the pig's pen and went home. The father said, I was waiting for you to come. I wasn't going nowhere. We must maintain, beloved, glory be to God, the moral code of God in our hearts. We must maintain the moral God, the moral code of God in our homes. Oh, if walls could talk. Oh, my God, if walls could talk. I thought this was a Christian home. I thought this was a Christian home. I had to tweet Brother Tyler Perry on yesterday. I watched his backstage performance on Sister Sisters. It's supposed to have been the number one show, and I watched it a couple times and whatever. I know they're trying to bring home a message. Amen. And so I watched it the night before last. And he had the four sisters over there that starred in the show. Brother, I don't know if y'all saw it or not. Brother Tyler Perry was cussing like a sailor. Cussing like a sailor. I mean, that boy used some deep, heavy words. And I'm telling you, I said, you know what? I said, something's wrong. I said, I don't know. It looked like he's drinking, but I don't know. I'm not going to say he's drinking, but something is wrong. And the signs don't look good. And I had to, I sent him out a tweet because he says he reads, his tweets get to him. I said, okay, that's one way I can get a message to Brother Ted. I said, you're doing a wonderful job. You're a strong role model. I said, but with you cussing like that, like a sailor, and you got the world looking up to you, Christians and non-Christians alike, you're inspiring people, amen, to seek Jesus, and you're going to come, amen, with this type of language on public nationwide TV, cussing like a sailor. I said, consider your ways, Brother Taylor, Brother Tyler. I said, consider your ways. See, and what we do in public is just reveals to what's happening in our private lives. Beloved, glory be to God. And we have to pay attention. And I make that public because I posted it public and I prayed it and I can't wait for him to get back to me personally. I'm expecting a phone call from Tyler Perry. And I'm going to be right here ready for a conversation. Brother, do you need prayer? Do you need, don't mess up the testimony now. You've been lifting up Jesus all this time. Brother Tyler, I know that money ain't done got to your head now. Brother Tyler, now I know you, Brother Tyler, because you know God can take it in one day. You know God can take it in one day. I say that, beloved, amen, glory be to God, not only to Brother Tyler, amen, but to all of us, amen, hallelujah. Glory be to God. We must maintain the moral code of God in our hearts, in our homes, and shine the light of Jesus Christ into the darkness that has flooded into nearly every corner of society. Every corner of society is darkness. But you say, I ain't got nothing to do. Every corner of society is darkness. I ain't got nothing to pray for. Y'all go ahead and pray. You ain't got nothing to pray for. Every corner of society, darkness everywhere, beloved. God is counting on us. He is counting on us. Glory be to God. He's given us all the signs. And if that don't mean let the people go to hell. In the last days, you're going to have boasters. You're going to have blasphemers. But don't let them go to hell if you can help it. One man plant, another man waters. God giveth the increase. Reach out to somebody. Pray for them. If they allow you to talk to him, talk to him. He who winneth souls is wise. Now, they might not give you 10, 15 minutes, amen, of conversation. But I'm telling you, glory be to God, you can come and hit him, make a quick deposit of the word. The God's word will never return unto him void. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. Whatever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. You just dropped the word to somebody and took you 10 seconds. And you didn't say it, preacher. You were saying it in the conversation. You sitting in the doctor's office. Yeah, well, you know it's nothing new under the sun. You just dropped the word and somebody took you by 5 seconds. It's the word that works. This is why it's important for us to get in the word. It's important for us to hide that word in our heart. You can't always find your tablet in your notebook, amen, to pull up a scripture. That scripture got to be in your heart, ready to make a deposit into somebody's life. Look, it is not God's will that any soul should perish. And we should be concerned about who's winning and who's losing. Well, Pastor, well, you know God can't lose. No, God can lose. Yes, he can lose. Because when that soul died and went to hell, tell me who just won and who just lost. If that soul died and went to hell, Satan won and God lost. And as a child of God, we ought to be concerned about who's winning and who's losing. God is counting on us, beloved. God is counting on us. People are looking for solutions. You know why people are so bothered and frustrated in this world today? They're so angry, huh? And so much man anger in them, and et cetera. And we see all these emotions played out in the world today. You want to know what's wrong? I'm going to make it quick, glory be to God, because I'm out of time right now, beloved. But people are looking for solutions. That's what it is. They're looking for solutions. They haven't been able to find it yet. But they done walked around you, you know, or at work. They done sat with you 1 hour on the bus. They living with you, glory be to God. You carrying a solution because Jesus is on the inside of you. But you ain't shared that. It's just me and my Jesus. No, Jesus in the whole world, not just Jesus in you. Let's just straighten that out right now. Just me and my Jesus. No, get it right, baby. Jesus died for the world. For God so loved the world. Now, you just happen to be in the world. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. That whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. I remember once we had family and friends day at my mother's church, and everybody brought one or two people to church with them, and the guy that came knew somebody that was in the church. One of the visitors came, and he knew one of the guys at the church. Glory be to God. Matter of fact, they worked together, and he went over to the guy and said, "Man, I didn't know you were saved." They worked together for years, and the visitor told the man he didn't even know he was saved, didn't even know he went to church. And the truth be told, beloved, amen, glory be to God, some of us right now have to repent. People are looking for solutions to their deeply embedded moral dilemmas. They're trying to find it in this, trying to find it in that, trying to find it in that, and they ain't found it. They don't look high. They don't look low. They don't look everywhere, and it ain't there, and it ain't going to be there because it's only one place. Jesus said, "I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me." Jesus is the answer for the world, and the world needs to know it. We can't talk about Jesus here. Wait, put me out. Put me out. I remember Bishop Lambert said once they called him someplace, some type of convention or something, and they wanted him to do the opening prayer. But they asked him, "When you pray, don't mention the name of Jesus." He said, "I think you got to get somebody else." I said, "Yeah, that's my bishop." That's exactly what I would have told him too. I can't pray in whose name? I don't care if the Catholics, Roman Catholics, Muslims, I don't care who's going to be in the room. You going to ask me to pray, but don't mention Jesus? I think you better go get somebody else. Beloved, this is what we have to remember, and this is what you got to get deep. And this is the confidence that you need to hold on to. We, a born-again believers, God's children, we have the answers that the world's looking for. We have the answers that they need. So let's let our light shine, and let's let our light shine brightly. Bright. Let it shine. Baby, let it shine. Baby, let it shine. Glory be to the living God. Lord, we are deeply moved by the accuracy of your word and your long-planned desire to prepare us in advance for the developments that are happening in the world around us today. Thank you for loving us so much that you desire to tell us in advance what would happen in the last days. And because your word is so clear, we know exactly what we need to do to protect our hearts, what we need to do to safeguard our homes, and keep your law alive and fresh in our minds. Holy Spirit, we ask you to help us stay free from the distorted reasoning of the world and to stay on fire with the love of God. And we sincerely ask you to help us reach out to others who have been affected by the loss and deceived thinking of the world and whose lives have been made shambles as a result of no moral law. They need your word and they need your help. And we know that you are asking us to be your hand extended to them. So today, Father, we surrender our lives to be your helping hand to this hurting world around us. In Jesus' name, we thank you. And in Jesus' name, we pray. And our soul says, amen. Amen and amen. And God's word will never return into him void, but it will always accomplish everything that he has sent it forth to do. Amen. In form of announcements, amen, we will be at the altar of prayer today at 12 o'clock noon. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. We want to thank our minister, Darlene Carr, for stepping in last night for, amen, our 9 o'clock prayer warrior. God bless you, Sister Darlene Carr. Actually, we had about three or four of them ready to jump. Amen. We want to thank our Sister Hattie. And glory be to God. Also, our Sister Joanne Brothers. Amen. Glory be to God. And I think it was someone else, Brenda Murray, Brother Tyrone Reed. I'm telling you, the love was there. And glory be to God. Trying to see who was going to jump first. Amen. So we just want to thank you. Amen. Thank you so much. Amen. We will be at the altar prayer at 12 o'clock noon now. No prayer tonight. Amen. This is our Friday off from the corporate prayer, but we know we're going to keep prayer alive in our hearts and alive in our spirits. Amen. And we, Lord's willing, we'll be back tomorrow morning. Same time, same place, same station. Y'all know Pastor Bradford, when I can and when the Holy Spirit directs me, I get a Saturday is my day off to just sit back and receive the word from somebody else. Amen. So Lord's willing, that's what's going to happen on tomorrow. All right. Amen. Seems like it's another announcement I need to make. And when I remember, I promise you I will share it. Amen. Because I am definitely out of time and not out of words. Amen. God bless each and every one of you. Today is offering day. Amen. Here at the ministry. Amen. The gospel is free. Amen. But it takes money to do ministry. Amen. And beloved, let me say this. Some of you, amen, can't go. Some of you can't do. All right. Restricted. Amen. This is pre-COVID, post-COVID, during COVID, whatever. All right. Whatever. Maybe you have some limitations. Amen. Glory be to God. But beloved, amen. When you, amen, sow into the kingdom and help others to go and do the will of the Lord. Amen. You're still being used by God. Glory be to God. You're still being, I can't do it right now, but here, I sow this into the ministry. I sow this into the kingdom to make sure that the money is there, amen, for the vision and the work of God to go forward. You're going to be blessed on that. You're going to be blessed for sending those who can go and will go, even if you're in a season where you can't. Don't miss your blessing. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. For those of you listening today, amen, we thank you so much, amen, for partnering with this ministry. Amen. And your donations can be sent directly to us via our website at lifewordjesus.org, lifewordjesus.org. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 461. Post Office Box 461 in Glenside, Pennsylvania, 19038. Amen. For the younger crowd, the techie crowd, we have a Cash App, and there's a $ Life Word Jesus. Amen and amen. And we thank you so much for your giving. Amen. And we pray that the Lord will return back to you. Amen. 30, 60, and 100-fold. Father God, we say thank you for the word, Father God, that I'm going for, Father God. Father God, thank you for loving us so much. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you, Father, for helping us to be more aware that you are in need of us. We don't see you as having needs. We only see our needs. But through the word of God today, we see that you have a need, Father. You need us to go forth and to be your feet, to be your hands, to be your voice, to be your eyes. And to serve in this lost world, this hopeless world, this desperate world, this heartbroken world, Father. They don't need you right now. They need us. They don't need you right now, Father. They need us because they can't see you, but they can see us when we walk in the door. And when they see us, they see you. And we say thank you. Father, we say thank you for the money today. Father God, the finances coming into this ministry. Father, thank you for giving us the wisdom to manage the money wisely, Father God, to upbuild your kingdom, tearing down the stronghold of sin. Father, we ask that you would return to the sender 30, 60, and 100-fold in Jesus' name. Father God, as we go forward today, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. We cancel every spirit of accident, incident, and calamity, Father God. Premature death, it will not take root. It will not prosper, and it will not come to pass. You said the perilous times is for the world, not for the church. And we are the church. We are the body of Christ. So we are excluded, Father God, because the blood of Jesus Christ covers us. We are unable to be touched by evil because we are dwellers in your house. So we are favored. We are favored, Father. But you want your house to expand. And we say yes to your will. And we say yes to your way. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, Father God, we want to bind every spirit of retaliation in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. And we seal this prayer, Father God, by the word, the blood, and the spirit, and we cast it at Jesus' feet to decree and declare it cannot and it will not be broken. Now to him who's able to keep you from falling into potential faultless for the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore. Amen. And the Lord bless you and keep you. And the Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. And the Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. Amen. Satan is defeated. The darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings. And he most definitely is the Lord of Lords. I love y'all. I love y'all so much. Amen. Glory be to God. When I come to this call in the morning, the Lord wakes me up 3 o'clock every morning. I don't even have to set the clock. It's like the Lord wakes me up 3 o'clock every morning. But when I come to this call, this service, beloved, I come to serve the Lord, but I also come to serve you. And I take pleasure and delight. Thank you for allowing me to serve you. And everybody have a wonderful day. Amen and amen. God bless you.
Amen. We going home. It won't be long now. Must be much longer now. We going home. Amen. Love you. Pastor Bradford signing out. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. In Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.